All right, good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, May 11th, 2015. And this is Before the First Cup with Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Monday. Hope everyone had a nice weekend and paid homage to their moms. I actually had to do a lot of running around this weekend and paid homage, but yesterday was very pleasant. I got the afternoon to myself to get a little bit of quietude and just do nothing related to the network. So it was beautiful. Had a few hours to myself and then got to crash nice and early. So happy Mother's Day. It is 60 degrees and sunny here in upstate New York. So for now, it's nice. It was actually really bakingly hot this weekend. I see that that massive storm front that is down south right now is actually heading across the country this way. So it should be interesting to see. We have a special guest on with us this morning, Mr. Shali Lama.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well, and I'm ready to tackle with you some of the pressing issues of the day.
The pressing issues. Yeah, I decide how I'm going to do my show on a daily basis, depending upon what pissed me off when I looked at the news.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I have twitchy eye right now. There was a bunch of stuff. We had continued our conversation all last week looking at poisons. I think Friday was Benadryl causing dementia and Alzheimer's. Did you happen to catch that one?
I did not catch that, but it is not a surprise to me that that a lot of this over-the-counter all these over-the-counter things are very, very dangerous and readily available to anyone who buys into the hype of things being safe and effective.
Well, it just floored me because Benadryl is one of those drugs that, you know, your doctor will recommend like candy for mm-hmm. any allergic reaction. I mean, for many years, a lot of us have just been taking it anytime we had an allergic reaction, and especially those of us who became very sensitive to the glyphosate and all the other garbage in our food, so we had autoimmune
very,
diseases.
Very dangerous and readily available.
Sorry about that.
Whoops. But anyway, so the story had talked about anything over 3 months of taking Benadryl, and I was one of those people that took it for like 7 years because it was the only thing that stopped me from having allergic reactions to anything and everything, caused like this massive increase in dementia and Alzheimer's. And mm-hmm. for taking it 7 years or more, it was like 51 or 59% increase. I mean, it was pretty unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Yep.
That was trying to think of what the other one was, the Gardasil vaccine. That was mm-hmm. last week, I believe, that made you susceptible, and actually pretty much it was a done deal that if you got the Gardasil vaccine that you were going to get HPV. So you had to, of course, get the new Gardasil 9 that may or may not protect you.
I just can't believe the level of absolute demonic, malicious attacks that are just right out in the open. I believe it, but it's just when you think that it's not as bad as it is, you find out something else. You find out something new that that is worse than what you thought.
Well, what gets me is the fact that here, you know, sadly, many of us believed what we were told for many years on end, believed our doctors, believed people in authority, and it is like a slap in the face on a daily basis now, at least for me, to realize that it's all been a pack of lies. And I mean, not even just the stuff that we always thought were lies, but, you know, we've talked about all these FDA studies. Well, not FDA studies, but these peer-reviewed journal studies, scientific studies going into scientific journals that then the FDA has been rubber stamping and allowing to go in even though it's been redacted or proven to be falsified or whatever after the fact. But then they point to these studies as the reasons why we are crazy. Anyone questioning the official narrative is crazy because look at these studies. Look how it goes. And I mean, this is kind of leading me to now the news story that I heard yesterday morning, just as I woke up. I was visiting my parents this weekend. My dad gets up at like 5 a.m. On a daily basis and flips the news on. By the narrative that I was hearing, because I was in the other room, I assume that it was Fox News pointing to all of us as crazies with tinfoil hats, of course.
Yep.
It ends up, when I looked into it after I got home yesterday, it was ABC News that was painting us as a bunch of lunatics. And I mean, God forbid, anyone who questions the government must be a lunatic. Am I correct in that?
It seems that the brainwashing and the conditioning is so has been so good and such for such a long time that you know we've got that syndrome where you know we are enslavers. We dig them. We think, well, they're doing it for our own good. They're doing this, you know, just like, yeah, they, you know, they're spying on us or for our own good. They're doing this and that for our own good. It's just a cop out. It's a childlike mindset. I think there's just so many different aspects to the conditioning and the brainwashing that it's just mind boggling.
Well, it's in full tilt right now. Absolutely. So, you know, as this whole Jade Helm thing is spinning up, and I haven't touched on any of that because I don't know, guys. I mean, you know me. I try to wait until I've found some proof of something and connected a bunch of dots together. Jade Helm, to me, I mean, absolutely. We've been watching the encroaching police state on a daily basis in the news. But you know, I'm not going to stand on a street corner and start screaming that they're coming for martial law immediately, even though they are doing large-scale military drills and whatever. And it's not like they haven't done military drills on U.S. soil before. But what gets me about this case is how hard they are pounding on this fact in mainstream media to make anyone who's questioning what the federal government and the military is doing right now look like a complete and utter lunatic. Why would anyone who questions anything that's going on right now be considered a lunatic? Because you know what? I don't have any good answers. I don't have any good answers as to what they're doing. I don't have any good answers as to why on a daily basis I see somebody shot in the face.
Right.
I see someone kicked in the head.
Yeah.
You know, I see some old man killed in his bed.
Yeah. It coincides with you know, the this manipulated, manufactured ISIS threat. We know that that these groups were these groups are controlled and coddled by you know, the enemies of America who have taken over this country and need an enemy, need a distraction. So now we've got, and anybody who thinks about this now with everything that they're hearing, and if they believe it, they'll believe that, you know, these groups are inside America now, and they probably are. But it just coincides with that. So if people see this happening, they will be put at ease by, you know, men in uniforms and military. It's we've been bombarded with war makes people great. Whenever you see something like you see on Fox News, war makes people great.
Well, here's the other thing, too. You're absolutely right. And so how interesting that as the Jade Helm discussion increases, we, of course, see this quote unquote terror attack at this Mohammed cartoon festival in Texas. Right. As we have Ted Cruz and the governor of Texas raising a little red flag going, hey, guys, you know, people are concerned about this. Maybe this isn't cool. We're going to keep an eye on you. And boom, we have a quote-unquote terror attack that then comes out, oh, it's ISIS. Jesus, it's ISIS. And now I see an MSM story that came out, I think, on Saturday. Hayden, is he the new head of the CIA, says that attacks like Texas shootings will become the new normal.
That's correct. Yeah, and that's right. What I heard this morning from Morrell, this Michael Morrell guy who totally, when he was presented with Seymour Hersh's article and information. He just basically they said, "Is there any is there anything truthful to this? Is this correct in any way?" Trying to paraphrase what the puppet people were asking.
Oh, you mean over Bin Laden? The whole fake story about him Bin Laden dying. I mean,
right,
the thing
but
is,
it wasn't even that. You know, we've heard that, you know, Seymour Hersh said that you know the whole thing was fake. Bin Laden wasn't even there. But this particular aspect of this, what he was talking about, was Obama lied, and it wasn't even connected to the grand deception that we were hearing that Jones was saying. A number of different people were saying about what Seymour Hersh said before. But Morrell said, no, he said, "I read a little bit of it, but he said it was highly, you know," he just totally said, it's basically, it's bullshit. And anyone watching that show, mainly what, stay-at-home moms, people maybe,
retired.
I don't know, listening, you know, just retired, whatever, just going to sit there, and they're going to believe this guy. I don't know if you've seen this guy before. He's been on 60 Minutes. He's been on. When I did some research on him, I found out that he lied under oath, and that was on this Pamela Geller's site, the woman who was running the trade show or whatever that was the site of this attack. And what I noticed was it was just the right level of incident. It wasn't really big. It was small to medium, just to prepare you. And of course, the two people that were involved, no longer breathing, no longer alive. It's all perfectly being, you know, put out there. And of course, Pamela Geller is, you know, a Zionist as well. So we have, you know, and then if you look at RT, you see a lot of these people being interviewed, a lot of these Muslim guys, intelligent people, saying, you know, you got to watch out where this is all coming from, who's funding all this Islamophobia. He said a lot of it's coming out of Israel. So it was the right size incident for the norm, like you said.
So I kind of lost you there. So we're talking about the Seymour Hersh story about Osama bin Laden being bullshit. I mean, we knew that from day one. You know, whoops, we can't see the body. Whoops, it might inflame ISIS. Whoops, oh, we dumped him into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops,
yeah, it's all
SEAL Team 6 got killed.
Yeah, it's all playing into this thing.
And it was all bullshit, all of it. Just
see,
like the whole narrative has been bullshit from day
what
one.
What they're doing is they're making people phobic about it and then saying, why are you so racist against Islam? You know, they're playing both sides of it. They're saying, boom, you got your group that's saying, we got to stop these people at all costs. And then you've got the other side that's like, these people are human beings and they've got a right to, you know, whatever, you know, Sharia or whatever they say that is important to them. They're just, it's divide and conquer, grand scale. It's right in your face and most people can't even see that we're just being manipulated. Massively. So again, Morrell said, "Oh yeah, whatever that story was you know, this guy who's been a reporter for years, Hersh, you know, I don't know whether he was a Pulitzer Prize or I mean, he was obviously a very well-known journalist and did a lot of so-called good work, or nobody would know who the fuck he is. But the guy said, no, this is, you know." There's no truth to that whatsoever. And he just, you know, and I wonder what Seymour Hersh is saying now. But of course, Hersh has never, he hasn't spoken out. He hasn't been on any of the talk shows that I've, you know, been listening to. So.
Well, I had an interview with him from this morning that I found.
Right.
I just wanted to read a little bit of this explosive controversial report by Seymour Hersh. Says Obama administration lied about the bin Laden raid. Ding, ding, ding. I just love how this stuff comes out, you know, years later after it's been pounded into everyone's head. And I mean, this really kind of touched off so many things that are happening right now. And remember, Osama bin Laden was a CIA asset. We had to take him out, man. He was going to talk.
Right.
And, you know, I read in a couple different publications after the fact that Bin Laden actually got himself a poppy field somewhere in Afghanistan. They set him up with a new identity, and he was living happily with his 27 virgins. Who knows?
Well, what Hirsch is alleging here is that Pakistani intelligence services, they were holding Bin Laden as a prisoner. And then, of course, the other side is that they didn't know that he was there. And it's just all, and then, and now what they're doing now is they're trying to, and I'm wondering, like, I remember last Monday or Tuesday, I heard that this guy, Morrell, was going to be on the CBS show with Charlie Rose and his gal pals on there. And I'm just thinking, did they know prior to this that Hirsch was going to be putting this article out? And then on top of that whole thing, you have to say, is it possible that Hirsch is an operative as well? So,
well, and that's the thing we've seen so many times too. That, I mean, we have Anderson Cooper, we have Stephanopoulos, mm-hmm. Former White House press secretary. Mm-hmm. We have the CIA or the NSA that it was shown that they were approving stories to be aired at one point here mm-hmm. in the so distant past. So you really, mm-hmm. and that's the point. The point is we can't trust, and I said this so many times, don't trust anything. Yep. Anything that they tell you. Yep. And that's why yesterday when I started hearing, just as I wake up, them talking about Alex Jones on mainstream news, ABC this morning, Mother's Day at 5 or 7 a.m., whatever it was, I was like, what?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
That's not,
are you kidding? And my mother's sitting there going, oh, yeah, they're all paranoid. I'm like, but that's what they want you to think. Why do you think they're hitting this so hard on the head now? Is to try and squash, because something finally got some legs and people are going, wait a second, you're right. Why do we have so many military training in all of these states where people have lots of guns?
Mm-hmm.
And all these states where there's a large distrust of the federal government. And then, bang, we have a terror attack and ISIS is the new normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just being preconditioned to the kind of world, and I mentioned it yesterday about this movie Children of Men, where in 2009 there's a pandemic that leaves most people sterile, and then there's just explosions and chaos and all. I mean, we're being pre-programmed for a future that is exactly what we're seeing or damn near close to what we're seeing in a lot of these movies. Minority Report, the stories roll out every day. It's just that people do not pay attention. They watch ABC, NBC, CBS. And now, like you said, I listened to a little bit of that, what you saw. And it was only a couple minutes, and I was like, "Oh, I'll get back to that later and check that out." I didn't see it until after the broadcast yesterday, but they were saying something like he didn't show up for something, or he didn't. They tried to detract and negate from any of his whatever credibility Jones has.
Well, yeah. See, I usually don't listen to him, but I actually did put it on yesterday because I was sitting here by myself enjoying Mother's Day, mm-hmm. and I decided I was going to hear what he had to say, because that was how it started out. They kept saying, well, we invited Alex Jones and he didn't show up on mainstream news, mind you. I just couldn't believe it. And, of course, Jones went completely insane over it. If anyone didn't hear it, you definitely have to after you hear this clip. But he was going to be there. They did not want him on live. He wanted to be on live. And I don't blame him, because they do edit. I mean, it's very easy. Oh, that's right. I can edit audio to make you say whatever I want you to say if I really wanted to take the time to do it. Yep. And he wanted to go on live. They wanted him there at like 6 a.m. or something to pre-record. And that's where the disconnect happened. But I was surprised by, they had Greta Van Susteren on the round table. They had the one longtime woman from PBS that does all the PBS clips that Pigmind posts, who I always liked her. I don't know her name. I don't think she ever gives her name, really. But she's been on for years. I mean, I remember her from when I was young. And they really, really tried to make anyone who is questioning what is going on look like not only A, a lunatic, but B, now they've put all of the military bases on high alert. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. And they're kind of spinning this that, well, because the conspiracy people are thinking that the U.S. military is practicing for martial law, now these conspiracy theorists are putting our military at risk. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me that the whole VA healthcare issue, letting people die by the thousands, you know what I mean, hasn't been putting our VAs at risk? I mean, our veterans at risk?
It was just an oversight, really. It's they really do love the veterans, and they it was just an oversight. And most people will think that. You're going to get your percentage of people that are outraged and still outraged. You got Montel Williams out there fighting to change it or you know, and do something to figure out a way, which it sounded like he had a pretty good plan. But the bottom line here is if they wanted to take care of the troops, they would.
Well, exactly.
But now they're using them as you're anti-military. You're anti-this. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. They, like I said, they're creating phobia in the news. They're creating all these phobias about terrorism and infiltrators in America. And then the other side is saying, you are the worst person in the world for even thinking that.
Hey, just now, Pigmind posted that video on the CBS story that you said where they had him on with Charlie Rose, the mm-hmm. CIA director, saying that Hirsch had it all wrong. Yeah, yep. So let's hear them now try to squash the unofficial narrative and tell us how. He said Charlie Rose opened a can of worms. Awesome. All right, let's play this. Hold on. This is former CIA deputy director says Hirsch article on Osama bin Laden killing is all wrong.
Bogus.
Here it goes.
Seymour Hirsch, the reporter for the New Yorker magazine, has published an article in a London publication basically saying that the Obama administration has not been clear and open with us, that there was a single unnamed source. He says they got U.S. got assistance from Pakistani officials, that Osama bin Laden was held captive. He was not living there alone, and that the body was not disposed. All of these things come as a jarring sense of what we were not told. Can you tell us, is any of this true?
It's all wrong. I started reading the article last night. I got a third of the way through and I stopped because every sentence I was reading was wrong. The source that Hirsch talked to has no idea what he's talking about.
You know who the source is?
I have no idea. Okay. But the person obviously was not close to what actually happened. The Pakistanis did not know. I talk about in the book how we actually made a decision. The president made a decision not to tell the Pakistanis. The Pakistanis were furious with us. The president sent me to Pakistan after the raid to try to start smoothing things over. Pakistanis did not know. This article is wrong.
He suggested there was a single Pakistani official that got $25 million for telling you.
Not true.
Well, there you go. And I mean, here's the thing. Didn't Fox... I think it was Fox, put out a story like in 2001 or two that bin Laden was dead like the first time. Do you remember that? And then he died the second time on his kidney machine, dialysis in a cave. Mm-hmm. And then the third time we sent in the SEAL team and we took him with his porn. And then remember, bin Laden's porn was the topic of conversation on CNN at dinner time for a week.
Yep.
After that fact.
Camel porn or something to just to distract.
I don't know.
distract.
I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, are we still talking about bin Laden's porn?
Whatever to steer away from reality, whatever it is, they need to steer away from it. And it doesn't take much, really, Jules. It doesn't take much to take, what a person who you could talk to this person, but you're pretty bright, but they just, you know, it's. As I said, the brainwashing and the conditioning is just so insidious that you got people believing in absolute and total fabrications.
Well, the CIA came out and said that it's absolutely wrong. I got to tell you, he said the one thing that was wrong is that we gave the Pakistani, whoever he was, the guy in charge, a bag of money worth $25 million. And it was absolutely not true. But wait, were we doing that in Afghanistan in, like, shopping bags?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't matter because people forget. I mean, we like. I heard this one report within the last 5 years that, you know, before at one point we had like maybe two outlets of news, three outlets of news. And now there's just news all over the place, and that includes the alternative news. So it just blows me away. And then how he put it out there was just like, oh, the guy. Rose said, so you know who he was, who the, you know, the contact was. And he was like, no, but he's wrong. he must not have been that close to the situation, but he's wrong. It's bogus. So right away, boom, you get, I mean, this guy is an operative. He's well paid. If you take a look at him, I don't know if you saw him.
Yeah, I mean,
he's absolutely what you would, you know, and I've seen him on 60 Minutes. I've seen him on.
Yeah, he's not all the time. I've seen him on CBS. He's a regular. He comes on all the time.
Yeah, there's a hell he's going to burn in it. That's this guy. And there's no way that you can be involved at that level and not know that this is all absolute fucking bullshit.
It just, here's the thing. You know, when they ignore it and they don't have anything to say about any of these stories on mainstream, well, you know, let them ignore it. And the only people that hear it are the ones that are going to believe it. But when they start, this is, you know, this is a telltale sign that you know that you're over a target somewhere, is when they start making issue with things that are coming out of the alternative media.
Mm-hmm.
And really, like, raising flags saying how it's a bunch of crap and how, you know, it's all lies, all of it. Well, it means that we've gotten some sort of critical mass behind the idea, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you talk to a regular person and you get into, if you're lucky enough to get into a conversation with them where you talk about the media and how just it's all lies and bullshit, they'll say, oh, I know that the media is not telling. Oh, I know the politicians aren't. I know that they're all, you know, they're not telling us the truth. But then most of them would watch that thing and say, yeah, that guy Jones, man, he's a real troublemaker. And they're putting the military at risk. I hate those people. What's wrong with those people? You know, it's just people are full of shit. They say whatever they have to say at the time to make themselves look like they're, you know, that they're some kind of intelligent being. And they're just a pile of shit with eyes.
I mean, here's my thing. If in the off chance I do happen to catch a Jones show, I do so with a grain of salt. It is more entertainment value than anything. But sometimes, like in this case, when mainstream takes him on directly head-to-head on the morning news, I actually have to hear what his response is going to be. I mean, I don't buy into everything he says. Absolutely not. And a lot of times he conflagrates things, I think, to then have his 20 minutes of commercials, if you want to know my honest opinion, from somebody who runs no commercials on their network, okay?
Right.
It's how I don't ever hear a whole show, because there's 20 minutes of commercials and I hit the stop button and then forget to put it back on, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, like I said, when you see mainstream have this roundtable of all these well-known journalists that are trying to like attack everything that he said, and it's become this big issue, you got to take notice, because there's something there.
Yeah,
I think
that what he's doing is, you know, you'll see David Knight on there, and David Knight is, you know, David Knight can deliver a message in a way where somebody will say, hey, you know, that guy, he's got a good voice. He's calm.
He's calm.
Right. And Jones just figures out a way to, you know, really just get, and you know what, it's entertainment. I mean, he loves to entertain people. Look at all the rant videos. He always talks about his rant videos.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You know, and of course, if you watch if you type in Vile Monkey on YouTube, this guy has edited video and audio, and it's just, you want to laugh, you know, you want to chuckle your head off for about 5-10 minutes, watch one of those Vile Monkey videos, because Jones is just a comedian to me. But at the same time, you listen to him talk and you listen to him speak. He's got demand of language. He's got, you know, he's very knowledgeable in a lot of different world events, but, you know, obviously he won't. There's a lot of people out there that won't really tell you the truth about what happened in World War II, you know. And
oh, there's the crazy stuff. Dig
the
into
Jewish
it.
Jewish powers, yeah.
Dig into it. I mean, I just can't even believe. Yeah. I definitely was not into history growing up. I thought it was very boring, and shame on me, because now this is, I mean, we better be paying attention to history, because that's where you start discovering that half of what you were taught was a complete, and maybe even more than half, was a complete and utter lie. The story and the whole narrative was changed from what really happened.
You know what? I spent a lot of time, Jules, learning about lies. So don't try to tell me what really happened, that type of thing. That's what, you know, people spend a lot of time learning. Plus, it's the brain. These people know how the mind operates. They know how the brain operates. And, you know, and I really, when I you know, talking about Scientology and listening from the very beginning, when I heard about Dianetics, you know, this book was like the book of, you know, for the human mind, what do they call that? Like the working manual for the human mind. And when you look at a lot of that stuff in the very beginning, a lot of it makes sense that, you know, we are controlled and dominated by negative events that happen in our life, and it stays in there. You can get that stuff out. I think that information was hijacked by the very powerful people. So that we know that run everything. So, people still don't know how the mind, it's everything's still, you know, cancer is a mystery, and the way the mind works is a mystery. And before we even find out how the mind really works, then they're going to put a chip in it. So it's,
well, if you listen to the show on a daily basis, the mind and cancer would be less of a mystery.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You know, I mean, really, anything that we've been told is not the same. I know you're talking about Dianetics. It's funny you mentioned that, because we were actually talking about L. Ron Hubbard last night, my friend and I, and the first time I ever found out that he was the head of some new religion, I was a fan of his when I was a kid reading Battlefield Earth. I was a sci-fi buff. I've told you guys that many times. Right. And that was the longest book I had ever read up until that point. And then years later in college, I went to my favorite sub place, and here's this Dianetics book sitting on the counter for sale from L. Ron Hubbard. I was like, oh, that's weird. Okay, what's that? And he died shortly thereafter. And in his obituary, they had said that he was the founder of Scientology. I'm like, what? A sci-fi writer creates a religion.
Right. Well, what was the thing that was that Tom Cruise and some of these other people were demonized? They were saying, you don't need to take these drugs. You don't need to take these drugs. And that was it, man, because Big Pharma is God. And people, you know, God, these people are deities. That show that's on, I don't know, you probably saw it. It's on in the AM. It's called The Doctors, with the four doctors on there.
I don't watch that, but one of my friends does, actually.
You should check it out and just watch it with all the disinformation. Just
watch it. She loves it.
And so that's you know, part of the problem we have. And as I said, I think that in the beginning you had this science of mind that said, you know what? All you have to do is figure out how your mind works, and then there's methodologies to be able to clear those negative, you know, because the mind is an incredible thing. I would sit there sometimes, and I'll just think about something like, wow, that must hurt to you know, somebody get hit by a car, or somebody falls off and hit, you know, and you think about that, and in your mind you think like, oh, what the fuck would that be like? And then as you vision it, as I envision that, I feel like this tenseness in the rest of my body. The brain is so much more powerful, and you know this, than we even know, and they're not telling us. Just like our DNA, 85-90% of our DNA is junk DNA. Bullshit. It's powerful enough to grow another heart exactly like yours, another lung, another kidney, another just everything. But they don't want, and that's why they use that religious right, a thing with the stem cells, because they don't want people to go in there and do it. They don't want people to understand the power of marijuana and how it's curing cancer and all these other things. So they classify it as a class one narcotic. No university can do any research on it. They know these things. It's almost as if these bastards traveled into the future, into the past, and they know, I have all this knowledge, and they're using it strategically against us. And they
The thing is that that's what we've been told all this time. But now, with DARPA money sprinkled all over the planet, they are breaking down all of those former doesn't exist, can't do. I mean, they're cracking the mysteries of the mind, the mysteries of DNA, and none of it is for our benefit. I mean, they're spinning it that we'll be able to live to 100, but I'm telling you right now, it is not for you and me. We're the guinea pig.
Yeah, you hear cancer cure, you better run for the fucking
hill. No, they already did. Well, they already did nanobot 3D factories injected in your arm will cure you of cancer.
Yeah, I mean.
Mainstream news.
Last night, I heard, what the heck was it, talking to a friend of mine, and she said, oh, my God. I'm like, what? She said, some guy's wife just died, you know, and I'm like, what? And she said, well, this guy's like 30, so his wife must be in that same age range, and she just died unexpectedly. And it's like, you know, when I hear that, I'm like, I want to hear. If you get any information, I want to hear, because you never know, man. This world is going to move into an area where I just think people are, and this is scary, but I think people are just going to start dropping dead for no apparent reason, just like the football coach, right? Was the guy from Purdue who used to said, no apparent reason, no particular reason, you know? It was a long time ago. That was a joke that they were making about something that he said. But that shit's going to start happening. You know, this whole bird flu thing with all these chickens and turkeys dying. That's not this shit's just not happening. This stuff's being triggered all over the place.
Yeah, they're sprinkling all over the place. It's Charlie, I mean, yeah, we spent weeks on end talking about that stuff here. Here, actually, I want to play this. Mm-hmm. Because there have been tons of videos on this now. So if you have not heard one of them, the cure for cancer is the one you run from, not to.
That's right.
From the big boys.
That's right.
Eileen Lee fills a syringe with a saline solution that contains tiny rods made of silica. Those rods form the basis of a new method to fight everything from cancer to Ebola in the human body. David Mooney, a professor of bioengineering at Harvard, says the human immune system is the most efficient weapon on the planet to fight disease, but that sometimes it needs to be activated to respond to threats. That's where the rods come in.
One could inject these through a needle because they're so small, and then after they're in the body, they would be present in a fluid, a saline solution or salt solution, and then as that salt solution dissipated into the surrounding tissue, these particles would then collapse on each other and form this three-dimensional structure.
That three-dimensional structure is basically a makeshift laboratory which takes shape inside the body. First, the tiny lab plays the role of a trap, releasing drug molecules that were implanted into nanopores fitted in the rods to attract immune cells to the structure.
Yeah, I want to inject 3D factories full of nanoparticles into my fucking body to cure cancer and Ebola.
Well, you do just about anything when your life's, you know.
Well, right,
and that's
right.
The fear.
And they prey upon the desperate.
Hashtag fear. Hashtag fear.
Play a little bit more.
Eileen Lee says it's like attracting a mouse with cheese.
We utilize these nanopores to release a factor that brings about millions and millions of immune cells to this local 3D structure. And there, the cells reside in the pores that are formed between the microparticles, and they're able to be then, you know, subsequently programmed to do their job.
At this point, the tiny lab turns into a factory where these cells are reprogrammed and fitted with proteins designed to trigger an immune response
in your body. And hey, guess what? It's from Harvard's Weiss Institute, home of the Robo Bees.
Sign me up too, man.
Get in line. All right, wait. I want to play the rest.
Body.
They will then migrate away from the scaffold go to the nearest lymph node, and there they instruct the T cells and B cells to proliferate and to activate.
And then your immune system will increase or multiply this effect at several different steps as you move down the immune response.
And that's when the body kicks into action to start combating disease and infection. In animal studies, the research has proven highly effective. David Mooney says it will take years of research to translate the early successes in animal models into therapies for humans. But he's hopeful that his tiny cell factories will become a powerful weapon in the fight against cancer and infectious diseases.
So there you go. I mean, that's what I've been saying all this time, is all these quote-unquote pandemics going on. They're lining us up for this right here. You know, start injecting your 3D nano factories and let's see what happens. And you're going to have millions of people that are going to line up for that just under the guise of being desperate and thinking that they don't have any other chance for survival.
Oh, my God, man. I just can't. I just, you know, did you see the what Spielberg is going to direct Brave New World for, I think, for sci-fi?
No, that'll be awesome.
I wonder what that's going to be. But this is definitely a Brave New World. But, you know, the bravery comes in when you say, fuck you, to you, fuck your nanobots.
Right. Well, and that's why anyone, and that's why this whole anti-vaxxer narrative is being pumped up to the nth degree, is because anyone who stands up against this and says that it's wrong or it's bad is going to be dubbed as somebody who is an insurgent. You are trying to protect yourself, but on the flip side, you are threatening my child. Mm-hmm. Little Johnny can't go to Disneyland because you didn't line up for your nanobot injection.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Absolutely. All right. Before we run out of time, I do want to play this ABC video that I heard in the early hours of this morning. Like I said, I don't know. I take Jones with a grain of salt. If I listen to him many times, it's for comedic value. And yeah, Pigmine has 20 or 30 videos where he's taken clips out of shows where he's freaked out. You know what I mean? And made amusing videos out of them. They're pretty hysterical. Right. But I got to tell you, the fact that they came out and they hit this so hard on mainstream makes me say, huh. you know?
Yep.
So here, let me see. Are we connected still? No, let's connect. So this was yesterday morning. I don't know. It was probably 7 a.m. Mother's Day morning, going right at Jones's throat, as well as the governor of Texas and Ted Cruz, because they had any question at all about why they were deploying military all over the Southwest. I mean, I think it's a pretty valid question, don't you?
Indeed.
Especially considering everything that we've seen, all the lies, all the bullshit, militarization across the planet, I would be questioning as well.
It's not like we're looking at a financial collapse in the near future or anything.
No, not at all. All right, here, yes, and ISIS will become the new normal. All right, here, let's play this. Oh, maybe it won't.
Oh, maybe
it won't. It's trying. All right, I need to disconnect.
Your voice is going out twice.
Yeah, it echoes when I try and play a clip from this machine and they don't want me to. Hold on one second. It's playing a commercial right now. I don't know.
Before the first cup, Monday morning.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's Monday. All right, here we go.
Now to a Texas-sized conspiracy theory, sparking headlines across the country, including this week in the New York Times. The theory that an upcoming Pentagon training exercise is actually part of a plan to impose martial law. To many, it's far-fetched, but not to some of the top politicians in the Lone Star State. Here's ABC's David Wright.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas.
from Willie Nelson on down, it's practically the slogan of the state.
Don't mess with Texas.
And that may explain the reaction to Jade Helm 15, a multi-state training exercise for U.S. Special Forces planned this summer for the Southwest. Talk show host Alex Jones, among the many, stirring up concerns on conservative websites and social media that Jade Helm is a Trojan horse for a federal invasion, a dress rehearsal for martial law.
This is in preparation for the financial collapse and maybe even Obama not leaving office. I mean, I'm telling you, this is so huge.
Never mind the Pentagon's reassurances to the contrary.
Is the U.S. military planning to overtake Texas?
No.
All we want to do is make sure that our guys are trained for combat overseas.
At a town hall meeting in Central Texas, this lieutenant colonel got an earful.
A preparation for martial law.
That is not a preparation for martial law, sir.
That's what you say.
Remember the Alamo?
Hang on.
Texas does. Only in this remake, those wouldn't be Santa Ana's troops marshaling in the desert. Texas politicians have added fuel to the fire by taking those concerns seriously.
You know, I understand the concern of a lot of citizens about Jade Helm, and I think part of the reason is we have seen for 6 years a federal government disrespecting the liberty of the citizens.
Last week.
Now, I want to stop for a second. Despite what you think of Ted Cruz, he was right on the money. He was right on the money. I mean, at least 6 years. I'd say since at least 2001 with 9/11, we've seen and heard so much bullshit. Who's going to believe that there isn't anything going on here? I mean, I know I was concerned. Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and pound on this like some hosts do, as you know, there's freaking Armageddon coming. But I gotta say that at least it made me raise an eyebrow and have a little bit of concern.
Oh shit! Yeah, for sure.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I like what Ted Cruz says, but you know, he's a Zionist too. So
right. Well,
he's
yeah.
Blah.
But okay, so let me continue.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott called up the Texas State Guard to monitor U.S. troops and protect the constitutional rights of Texans, drawing this wisecrack from John Stewart.
Oh, dear Lord. Yet another waste of Texas funds that could have been spent on actual threats, like your infamous chainsaw massacres. I mean,
Oh, John Stewart annoys the piss out of me.
Yeah, he just makes a joke out of everything and just diffuses critical thinking.
Well, yeah.
Claiming to be a critical thinker.
And while my mom was watching that very clip yesterday morning, she says, oh, these people are just so paranoid. That's what she said. And that's exactly what they're trying to make you think.
Exactly what they said in the thing. Paranoia, a takeover, military takeover. That's what they want. And unfortunately, they accomplished with your loved one.
I mean, here's what I have to say. The new Texas governor, I don't even remember his name, but the fact that he at least pays attention to concern that some of the people in his state had to have somebody watching what the feds are doing. I mean, unlike here in New York with Cuomo, Cuomo would be handing us to the federal government saying, go door to door, take them. You know what I mean? So
oh, sure.
You at least have to give the guy a little bit of respect for that.
Well, you know, the mafia, it's an Italian mafia that really kind of controls America. So, you know, Sopranos and junk, right?
Yeah. All right. Let me play the rest of this.
In the Lone Star State, plenty of people are worried. Now telling Washington.
Don't mess with Texas.
This week, David Wright, ABC News, New York.
Our thanks to David. Radio talk show host Alex Jones, who, as David said, has been one of the leading proponents of this theory, need to join us this morning, but he did not show up at our studio. So let's bring...
Now, that's where it caught my attention yesterday morning. And if anyone missed his show yesterday at 5, he addresses this ad nauseum.
I'm going to have to listen to it, right? Oh, Greg Abbott.
It was decent. It was definitely. Oh, Greg Abbott. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It was decent because there's a whole story behind why he was not on this roundtable yesterday. So, all right, let me continue.
Back the roundtable to weigh in on this. Boy, this got some real legs, this story. And it certainly had to do with Greg Abbott and Ted Cruz talking about it.
Rich?
Well, they're pandering to a vocal minority. And I'm all in favor of a healthy distrust of the government, but not paranoia. There are many threats to our liberty. The U.S. military isn't one of them. And besides, federal control of Texas was something that was pretty much established in the mid-19th century by President Polk. So the idea that the federal government is going to go in and retake over Texas is just nonsense.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly, but really... It's why did they talk about it? Why did a Ted Cruz or a Greg Abbott talk about have this Texas state?
You're allowed to talk about whatever you like. Free speech is a great thing, but then there's this shouting fire in a crowded theater idea, which you're not allowed to do.
Bing, bing, bing. Free speech is a great idea, but shouting fire in a crowded theater, you're not allowed to do. Guys, I think when I heard this, I was like, holy shit, they seriously are lining it up now that anyone who is coming out with any type of contrary story to the official narrative is going to be considered a party to terrorism. I mean, you know, Well, you'll hear some more, because then they go in and they say, you know, now they're putting the military at danger and blah, blah, blah. All right, let me play a little more with their giggles in the background.
And then there's this idea that people on the internet and who can get instant soapboxes around the world can make things seem credible, and that's where leadership can.
Right, and that pesky damn internet, man. For conspiracy theories, we got to lock it down.
Senator, you're a governor. It's your job to hose the fire down, not ignite it.
And you know, Greta, one of the things I was going to ask Alex Jones about this is, you just heard General Corelli, you know, the military installations across the country are raising their alert level. There seems to be there could be an element of danger to this for the military if you start telling people they're about to take over.
Yeah, and you know, whatever happened to the telephone? I mean, why in the world isn't Governor Abbott speaking with the Pentagon speaking with the governor? I mean, how do we let things so deteriorate in this country that everyone goes to the internet and goes basically wild? And it's a lot because our leaders are not showing a whole lot of leadership and giving a lot of instruction to the American people. This was, you know, when I was on the air, I got a million emails about this, like that Texas was somehow under siege or something. It was pretty crazy. But the problem is, I do fault our leaders. They're supposed to lead. They could have just picked up the phone and they could have had this one off at the past a long time ago, but
which
they don't.
Are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Shelby time. The Democrats, Republicans, the governors in the Pentagon, the president in the Hill. You know, many of these problems that we have, a lot of it is because nobody's talking to anybody, and we're talking to
people. You saw in that piece, they tried to shut this down.
Yes, but this was long after we were deep into it. I mean that,
and you know, she says they go to the internet, and you know, the pesky internet again with the rumors. You know, maybe these guys aren't picking up the phone calling the Pentagon because there is no trust anymore. You know,
yeah.
Who the hell trusts them? And would you believe them if they told you that no, this isn't so?
Yeah, it's deteriorated to a point where, you know, I mean, we're not free here, you know, free speech is becoming a problem for the power elite. So
exactly. All right, let's play the rest of this.
That's the problem, is that often many of these problems is that they don't start talking to a deep enough. They don't try to head things off at the pass. Our leaders don't talk to each other enough. And so, of course, the citizens have wild imaginations as a consequence.
Oh, yes.
I think this could be solved by more talking too, but judging from the kind of reaction people had, if an official said, well, President Obama explained that this was not a takeover of Texas, do you think that some of these ordinary citizens would say, oh yeah, we're going to trust President Obama?
I don't think this started now. I think that this great distrust, part of what Rich was talking about, it's healthy for the country, but a lot of this has been going on for quite some time, and it's because there hasn't, you know, and this has been going on decades, there's been a declining amount of our leaders talking to each other and communicating effectively with the American people.
Jamel.
Yes, and too many citizens going to the internet.
I both agree with that, and I just think that this kind of paranoia and conspiracy would have happened kind of regardless of any of that. I mean, a lot of these are folks who just have this inherent distrust of the federal government and of President Obama in particular. So I'm just not sure how much
you could have done to preempt or preclude that kind of this
and,
kind of
and
reaction.
Rich, are we going to see more of this kind of? I think we're going to see more distrust as the
well,
election ramps
up. We've always seen distrust, and it's on both sides. You know, both
but
sides
the
have their.
Yeah, I don't see liberals worried about military takeover.
Well, you look at the left; they have the anti-vaxxer and scientific fears about nuclear power and GMO foods. During the Bush administration, he actually had
holy shit! He hit all the heads. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? Because we're lunatics. Holy shit!
Indeed.
A prominent liberal write a book about how Bush was preparing for a fascist takeover of this country. So there's a distrust of government on both sides. It just takes different forms.
No,
and that was it. You know, here's what really gets me about this. Greta Van Susteren, Fox News, defending Obama?
It doesn't take much. All you have to do is throw
on,
some.
Hold on.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on. Sorry. I launched a window and it started playing. Go ahead, Shelley.
I just, we're getting closer and closer to, a certain form of singularity where they perceive an enemy, even someone who's paranoid about something that this illegitimate lying government has done for a long time, they're going to, all that needs to happen is a major event, and then everyone will be behind everyone, left or right. Everyone will be supportive no matter what in a emergency type situation. And what they say this morning, Morrell guy said, we're looking at another, 9/11, style event. Blah blah blah, and then they're just prepping everybody for doomsday, and the people that are pointing it out are,
Well, hey, if you start even pointing out about GMOs or vaccines, like you said, we're all part of that same crew, that the dumb group that goes to the internet and looks for truth because we don't believe what the officials are telling us. We must all be lunatics.
It's the fake news. We got to get rid of the fake news because it's what people look at and embrace. They embrace the television set. They embrace either they watch news and become even more dumbed down, or they don't watch it and they're watching reality television.
Well, exactly. It's reality TV. All right, guys, guess what? 10 seconds left. Thank you so much for being on today, Shelley.
Thank you.
Monday, so make sure you stick around. I got a brand new Truth on the Tracks from Brandon Turberville for tonight. Nick Burnaby and DB are going to be live at 11. Maybe, just maybe. Actually, I do. I have United Front Radio with Daniela at 10. And Ocelli Effect Rewind at 6 p.m. Eastern. All right, Shelley, you have an awesome day. Everybody, enjoy your Monday. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.